You know, it still smells like her in here, this sweet pea.
In Karen Hale's home in Hudson, a young girl's bedroom remains frozen in time. This is where her daughter, Alyssa Ivy, struggled with heroin addiction.
But you'll see, if I point it up, which is sad, you can see the blood spatter marks up on her ceilings. You know, you look up there.
From what?
Injecting, hitting a vein. That's what happens with heroin.
Alyssa died from an overdose at a nearby hotel in May. She was 21. Karen says she and her daughter put everything they had into fighting the addiction, but it wasn't enough.
Unfortunately, I lost in this battle, and a heroin won out, and I hate it for that. I hate the pain, and I still keep waiting for her to come home, but I know she's not ever coming home.
In the last 2 years, 7 people have died from an overdose of heroin in the Hudson area alone. According to the latest data, 134 people died the same way across the state in 2011. In 2007, 38 people died. So what's behind this epidemic? Department of Criminal Investigation Field Director Dave Spakowitz says it can be traced back to people's addiction to prescription painkillers. He says drugs like OxyContin have become extremely popular, but in recent years, doctors have been more careful prescribing them, and drug takebacks have kept them off the street.
So now you took all that source of supply. They're not in the medicine cabinets anymore. Doctors don't prescribe them as often. The cost. So all of a sudden, we're seeing people go to heroin because they had that level of addiction.
And Spakowitz says this drug is everywhere.
People have to realize that heroin is here and it's happening in their community. It's not a big city thing anymore. And people are dying as a result of their dealings with heroin.
While heroin is a problem in Milwaukee, Madison, and the Fox Valley, smaller, more rural communities are now faced with a drug epidemic they didn't expect. Dan Ault is police chief for the city of Oconto, which has a population of around 4,500 people. He says 2 weeks into his stint as police chief, people were finding syringes in parks, but there weren't any heroin arrests being made.
Heroin was, I believe, being missed. I think it was a lack of, awareness that this drug had hit and how fast it hit the area.
About an hour to the west, Shawnee County saw the same trend. Heroin is now the drug that investigators are spending the most time on. And Sheriff's Department Captain Tom Tuma says heroin isn't a drug that discriminates.
There is no one socioeconomic group that this drug is unique to. This is a problem that truly crosses all borders and is insidious, and people of all walks of life and professions are finding themselves in trouble with.
DCI heroin expert Dave Spakowitz says police can't arrest their way out of the heroin epidemic. He says it will take more treatment and community support, even though budgets are tight. The State Department of Justice has announced a new initiative and grants to help local law enforcement fight heroin, but Spakowitz still expects the heroin problem to grow. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.